This podcast is for the brave hearts, the black sheep, the rebels. If you're willing to face your fears and optimize your time on this planet, you are among friends. This is the Erin Evans Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Have you ever noticed personally that in order for you to grow, it takes someone dumping your ass, losing your job, the death of a loved one, a sickness, an injury, for you to finally pay attention and get engaged in certain areas of your life? Don't you think that many of us are living very similar lives? And does that scare you a little? Because I'm beginning to think that we've been taught that sameness and mimicry is what we're after. You know that quote, imitation is the highest form of flattery? I've always believed that it's actually theft, and that when we imitate another, we're the one that has to pay the toll. In the Gita, there's that quote that says, it's better to do your own dharma badly than to perfectly perform another's. How do we go back to our original blueprint, our individuality? Because it's been squeezed out of us. If you were somebody who had difficulty learning in a classroom setting, well, then you probably thought you were stupid. You probably thought that you had a learning disability. Chances are you were just different and learned in a different manner. I think the only way to go back to our innate blueprint is to get really quiet. In the Lakota tradition, there's a belief that healers are known as a hollow bone. And a hollow bone is a person that is open physically, spiritually, and emotionally in order to be a channel for healing energy. I think we're all healers. Whether you make art, love, write books, are a carpenter, slang drinks, make coffee, I think all we want to do in this lifetime is to love what we do and change the world, heal the world by what we do. There is an amazing documentary called The Cost of Gold, and it talks about success and the underbelly of it and the fear around it. This idea that people are like crabs in a bucket, meaning somebody starts to get ahead and we pull them down into the bucket with us. Who would want to break free of being ordinary when it's safe that you know who you think you are and other people feel safe because they think they know who you are? To go for the gold, so to speak, to step outside a comfort zone requires you to travel a path that is untrodden. It is about coming face to face with your genius and your skill and your aptitudes. So how do we know when we are following cultural norms and we're not really alive? The first is we might feel like there's no true purpose to our lives. There's no fire or grit. We become swallowed up by the responsibilities and compromises that we make in this life. We might also find that on the surface, it appears that we're crazy successful, and yet underneath of it, we feel dull and sleepy. It's stagnant. It's conformity. It's stale. It's boring. No, thank you. I want life to keep getting better, and in my experience, it really is. How do we clear our body, mind, and spirit so that our life force, our aesthetic, our passion can run through us, knowing that we've been indoctrinated and cultured to be the same, to be like everyone else? So consider the physical body. the brain and the body are not separate. The brain is not up there driving your body. They're interconnected. We must tend to the physical body, move the body, get familiar with proprioception and our relationship to this physical meat suit. We must dismantle the shoulds in order to clear our mind so we can really express. We have to remove all the pressure to be a certain way, the expectations that are so often self-imposed. A good question to ask yourself is, what did you love to do as a child? I loved playing with Barbies. I loved climbing trees. And I still, to this day, have practices that are little baby girl Erin things that she loves to do. Continue to ask yourself, what makes you come alive? What really lights you up? What are your natural inclinations? And what is your style? So style is not a material thing. It's actually the way that you are. You know, someone that just doesn't give a fuck? Those types of people are so real with themselves that they often get famous after they're dead because they're ahead of their time. What makes you quirky, eccentric? And once you get some clarity around your innate blueprint, what it is you want to create in the world or how you want to show up, stop talking about it and actually do it. To talk about ideas, anybody could do that. Take action. I think the difference between those that are good and those that are great are three-pronged. Number one, you have an ability, a capacity to push through distraction. You can turn the phone off. You can set your sights on a project and complete the project. Second, you have a willingness to condition the body and the mind for the task at hand. You're trained for this. You do your meditation, you do your push-ups, you do whatever is necessary to land and focus when the time is right. And the third is you're able to remain poised when everyone else is losing their cool. To walk a path that is unusual is scary and it's risky. The stakes are higher. No one really has your back. I don't believe that many people are born great. I think they teach themselves to be great. They show up early. They have a good mindset. They look for solutions. They stay late. They train themselves. Be proactive and take the initiative for what you want to do in this world. I'm learning or trying to learn to do a one-handed handstand, and the reason I'm so turned on by it is it seems impossible. And I can see that it will take probably 3 years and it's not very rewarding. It doesn't even feel that good. But the discipline required is what really excites me. Raise the bar. Figure out where you've sandbagged yourself into thinking that that was your capacity. Don't wait for someone to dump you, to lose a loved one, to get injured, to wake up. The time is now and you're the one. I love you a lot. If you liked what you heard, be sure to rate and subscribe to this podcast. Until next time, get quiet and attempt to touch that aching pulse of what brings you joy so that you can touch the center of your core and your very existence on this planet. It's a little bit meta, but you feel me.